My Two Worlds by Jenna Briggs Fish. Illustrated by Ismael Vasquez. Genre. Realistic fiction tells a story that could really happen. Read to find out why this boy loves both sides of his family. Question of the week. How are cultures alike and different? Every family is different. Read on to find out what makes my family unique. Hola, this is my dad Luis. Well, I call him Papa. He's Mexican. He was born in a small town called Ciudad Guzman. He works a lot, but at the weekends, we go cycling together. He loves soccer. He supports the team Chivas, like me. Sometimes, he takes me to watch a match at the stadium. I love going there. I always speak to Papa in Spanish. Hello, this is my mom, Jenna, but I call her Mum. She's British. She was born in London. She tells me she met my dad while she was working here in Mexico. That was a long time ago, though. My mom loves music. She's always listening to English radio on her phone. She also loves drinking tea. She often has a cup of tea in her hand. I always speak to her in English. Finally, there's me. I'm Sebastian. That's Sebastian, if you say it like my dad, and Sebastian, if you say it like my mum. I'm 8, but it's nearly my birthday. I live with my family in Guadalajara in Mexico. I was born here, which makes me Mexican. But as you can see, my family is a mix. One half British, the other half Mexican. I speak in English and Spanish every day. My dad's family still live in his hometown in Jalisco, but none of my mum's family lives here. They're all in the UK. I think mum misses her parents. I guess it must be hard to live so far away from your family. Luckily, we often video call my mum's parents on the computer. Hi, Nana. Hi, Grandpa, I say as their faces appear on the screen. Hello there, my darling. How's our gorgeous boy? They ask. It's good to chat to them, even if it's only on the computer. At the weekend, we often go to Ciudad Guzman to visit my dad's side of the family. When we go, we stay with my grandparents, Tita and Abuelo. I love going there because I get to see all my primos, cousins. With all of us together, my abuelos, primos, tios, and papas, the house can get pretty full. Mum says it's always noisy, but I don't really notice. We always have lots of fun. For lunch, Tita cooks pozole in a big pot, and we all squeeze around the big table in the dining room to eat. There's always lots of food. Tostadas, panela, guacamole. Tita's guacamole is the best. Tita always serves me more than I can eat. She keeps telling me it's because I need to be fuerte y sano. Soon, my primos call me Ven a jugar. So, I quickly swallow the last of my Jamaica drink and run off to play in the garden. I leave my mum chatting with my aunts. They always have lots to talk about. Last weekend, there was a circus in town. Papa and Tita took me and my cousin Pepe. Me encanta el circo. The big top tent was covered in flashing lights, like a sky full of stars. Inside, we saw funny clowns, acrobats doing somersaults, and a man throwing knives. When we came out, Tita asked me what was my favorite part. Los payasos, Tita, I say. When the show finished, it was dark. I like staying with Tita because I get to stay up late. At home, Mom always makes me go to bed early. But here, with my primos and abuelos, it's different. On Sunday afternoon, we went to the town center. In the central plaza on Sundays, you can find all kinds of stands selling hot dogs, hot cakes, pan dulce, and toys. I love looking at the toys. That day, Abuelo brought me a small blue car. Gracias, Abuelito, I say. Papa got me an elote on a stick, con sal y limón. ¡Qué rico! I blew it to cool it down, nibbling the corn as we walk around. There were rides, too. ¡Vamos al brincolín!, my cousin called. ¡Sí!, I replied and ran off with him. Since my mom's family lives so far away, we only see each other once a year. We have to take 2 flights to get there. I like going on the airplane, though. Mom lets me suck a lollipop when we take off. As the plane soars into the sky, I get butterflies in my tummy. It's a long trip. I'm always tired when we get there, but it's worth the long journey. When we arrive at Heathrow Airport, my grandparents are there to meet us with a bouquet of flowers. Nana gives me the biggest hug in the world. At my grandparents' house, some things are different. They have carpets in every room and radiators on the walls. In England, the weather is colder than in Mexico. I don't like having to wear trousers and a jacket all the time. I miss going out in just a t-shirt and shorts, like I do at home. But there's fun stuff, too. They have a piano in their house. I like it when my uncle, Mum's brother, comes over. He plays the piano for us. Grandpa joins in with his guitar and Mum sings. At dinner time, Nana and Grandpa cook together. Their food is delicious. They both really like cooking. My favorite is Sunday lunch. It's roast meat with vegetables, roast potatoes, and gravy. The gravy is the best part. For dessert, there's homemade apple pie. Yum! When it's not raining, I like to help Grandpa in the garden. He lets me use his spade to do digging while he mows the lawn. I also help him water the plants in his greenhouse. He's growing tomatoes, herbs, and green beans. Last time we visited Nana and Grandpa, we went to the coast. It's not like going to the beach in Mexico. In England, you don't see many people in the sea. It's usually too cold. Instead, I played on the sand with Nana. Then, we ate fish and chips sitting on the pier watching the boats. Grandpa showed me how to fish for crabs, but I didn't catch anything. Back in Mexico, it's my birthday. Mum has organized a party. She's invited all my cousins, and my tita and abuelo are coming too. There's a big cake. The words Feliz cumpleaños are iced on top. The piñata is packed with dulces. Later on, Papa will hang it from a rope while we take turns to hit it. I wonder who will be the first to break it. I hope it's me. Suddenly, I catch sight of my Nana and Grandpa walking in. Surprise! They cry. Happy birthday, sweetheart! You came! I hug them both tightly. What a fantastic birthday! As always, the time comes to say goodbye. My grandparents are going home to the UK. When they are leaving, Nana begins to cry. I just wish I lived nearer and could see you every week, she says. I wish they lived closer, too. We have so much fun together. Mum's sad, too. I know it. She tries to stay strong, but I see her swallow her tears. It's difficult living far from your family. But you know what? My family life may be different to other Mexican families, but I wouldn't change it for anything. I feel lucky to be part of 2 worlds.